No. The munch, nigga, eat it, he ate it for lunch. Get what I want, like, get what I want. Bitch, like. Stay balanced, keep it a beam. Know they be mad, I be on, can't fit in a jean. Use my stitch, but it's not ready, I'm keeping it clean. Fucking with niggas, now you love me, but what do you mean? Pretty ass, fuck out of switch, how you shitting me? If you ain't a sweat, these bitches, my mini me's. He wanna sex, niggas be dreaming. I'm on their necks, they's not breathing. You thought I was feeling you?
No.
Nigga, eat it, he ate it for lunch. I want, like, you thought I was feeling you?
No.
The munch, nigga, eat it, he ate it for lunch. Get what I want, like, bitch, I'm a baddie, I get what I do it with ease. He with my body, he tells me sniffing my breeze. He jacking me, but jewelry, I wear on my boobs. How can I link you with your love? I just want the blue. Grabbing my ass, he keep on staring, cause shorty a fan.
Damn.
He mad as fuck, I won't give him a chance.
Let's do what I
swear I be stuck in my ways.
I swear
I be stuck in my ways.
Feeling you?
No. That nigga, I'm ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm a baddie, I get what I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That nigga, he ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm a baddie, I.
Samstag von 12 Uhr bis 16 Uhr wir im Radio Lora. Komm herein und schau arbeiten. Es gibt ein Konzert von Black Cats. Übertragung dieses Konzert ist hier nur. Wir bieten um ein bisschen gegen die No-Bilogin. Wir wollen weiter existieren. Andere Seite der Radiowelt zeigen. Komm vorbei am Samstag, 3. 5 bis 16 Uhr Tür im Radio Lora.
Up a weekend. The radio in Zurich. Nariz Radio Lora.
Magandang gabi mga kaibigan. Narito po ulit tayo sa Linggong Radio Pawikan, The Only Philippine Zurich. Sa araw na ating pagunita ng November 30 Fasyo, tayo ay magbasa sa Revolusyon ng Pilipinas nung at ang malaking papel nito sa pambansang himagsik listang Kastila. Laman ang mga kaganapan sa lalo na ang magitan ng paksyon ni na Emilias Bonifacio. Kaugnay nito bahagi mula kay Ambeto Campo, sikat na historian sa Pilipinas. Ang kasaysayan noon at ngayon, hindi natin ang mga musika mula at anhan from Toronto, Page, The Don, Bamboo, Bayang Rico Blanco at Glock 9, River Maya, San Jose.
Nakilang mga bagay na dapat, nagawa mo na ba ang magapat mong ginawa? Kalagay sa paha, iyong mga mata. Sarap ng buhay lalo kung saan papunta. Sinakan ko ganda ng may
na dapat mong makita ang mga bagay na ginawa. Kalaganang tama, imulat na mata, kay buhay lalo na't alam mong papunta, kay sarap ng buhay alam mo kung saan papunta, kay buhay lalo na't alam mo saan papunta.
In the Philippines, there are national specific Filipino heroes. 21 marks the assassination of Manila International Airport in 1980. December 30, execution of Jose Rizal at the Luneta. November 3, birth of Andres Bonifacio in 1863.
Bindika, paglabanan. Bindika, tanggo ng karapatan. Anang karapatan. Tumya, ipagkarapatan. Daang taon ang nakalilip, ilang pamulo na ang nagdaan. Walang asensos, susog panahirapan. Tumindi ka, paglaban.
Ramon Daily Inquirer wrote in an article, Tragedy of Andres Bonifacio. According to our generation's history, we were introduced to Andres Bonifacio, much as he means of the Katipunan and Apolinario time paralytic. Humberto Campo finds the title and for good reason. He says that Bonifacio may have wings, but he had some edgy hired by British and German trader. He was lit upward mobile, having married a Gregoria de Jesus, and was a Mason. Not considered poor or uneducated, put him closer to the middle class. Along with Latif Plata, Bonifacio founded the Katanggalangan na Katipunan ng mga Anak ng KKK, or Katipunan for short, a secret society operation from Spain and less instituted. They fight for freedom at some point would Jose Rizal Pitan that a revolution without be started against an army. 1897, Katipunan Bonifacio presided convention in Tejeros, Cavite, officials of a revolutionary government. Here he was humiliated by Aldo, who Bonifacio inducted into the Katipunan president, Mariano Trias president, and Artemio Rizal general of the proposed Philippines. Bonifacio was elected interior director, but he was questioned by Daniel Tirona, one citing Bonifacio's lack of national qualification for the post. This was too much for Bonifacio. Threw his revolver, but was disarmed as Tirona fled the hall. After, in March 23, 45 followers issued a Acta de Tejeros, election illegal on the ground, have been prepared by one soul and issued to unqualified order to secure a majority. As far as Bonifacio was concerned, results of the Tejeros convention. For Pragnal to exist after the election. However, it has been Andres Bonifacio the Philippine Rev taken place. Renato Constantino notes of Bonifacio at the heroes of the revolution. In the end, Aguinaldo's arrest and trial on various of treason. A day before three of Aguinaldo's men, Colonel Jose Paua and Phil, led a detachment hide away in Limbon, Cavite. A fight ensued, resulting in the death of Bonifacio and the wounding in the throat and left. Other Katipuneros were. There are reports on molested Bonifacio's wife, Jesus, was tried before a military coup with a verdict of prison. He was found guilty of overthrow the revolutionary government. He and his brother Procopio shot in an open place, 5 shots for each. In an interview with the Spanish correspondent Evan after the signing of the pact, Aguinaldo was quoted as, "It is quite true that the Katipunan had another desire, that of it, but that desire was unattained, served as a banner of a cruel man shot, and with his death disappeared. Power with our people, since no." Interesting, Campo posed the question, no one cared for Bonifacio, why execute him? Who has been expressed by General Arte, and I quote, "Thus the man who, scorning danger, the KKK ng mga anak ng, the man who had thought the Filipino the true way to shake off the man from whose mouth spoke with the officials of the force, came the following expression, commit no acts that will in your name. Fear, for in it none of you hidden." Historian asked in a paper presented at the Philippine Studies Conference in France in 1997. He said, "The time to look back and reflect not just 1896, we'll discover that it reveals more answers. The issue only goes to show that textual holidays testify history. No matter how hard we try to forget, skillfully we sanitize. The fact is, death forces us in full reality that even in Christian, Filipinos, fellow Filipinos." O ay nakikinig sa pawikan ni Filipino Radio in Zurich, 7.5.
Ilang beses na ikaw mamatay. Alam ko ang sekreto kapag